Electric vehicles are soon to become the dominant force on our roads. With shifting regulation, conservative estimates predict that 75% of all global car sales by 2040 will be fully electric. But the infrastructure to support this rapid growth is not keeping pace, leaving a gap wide open for investors.
EVs will be the cars of the future. It's the technology which will win the race. So especially if we look at the next 5 years, 10 years, it's a mass market.
I'm Andrew Belt, and a warm welcome to the PACcast, the podcast from Patrizia, the leading partner in global real assets. When you think of EV charging, do you see chargers linked to people's homes, or the odd space or two at service stations off the motorway? With the EU banning the sale of new cars with internal combustion engines in 2035, we are at an early stage of the transformation of transportation, where EV cars will soon no longer be the exception on our roads. So, what do we do about the lacking infrastructure? In PACcast 21, we explore this issue and hear from Martin Schall, the CEO of Numbat, a startup that specialises in providing ultra-fast EV charging solutions, and Anne Grandin, a senior director at Patrizia Infrastructure. Anne was heavily involved in the investment into EV charging stations with Numbat, and we'll hear more on that later. But first, I wanted to discuss the role of EVs more generally in shaping the transportation systems of now and in the future. So first, I wanted to ask, how crucial are EVs in decarbonising our roads?
So I see today, especially for the carbon footprint we have today, we have really important sectors beneath all the possibilities of charging. We see farming, we see heating systems, generally the industry, but also construction industry, which have really a huge impact. But electrical cars, and also I would say the compensation with electrical cars, is one of the huge possibilities we have. And to focusing on this have really a strong impact on a long-term perspective.
I would add that there is quite a large consensus from energy experts and governments on the fact that we will need electrification of the road sector to meet our decarbonization objectives quickly. It's likely that green hydrogen and biofuels will play a key role in decarbonizing the heavy goods vehicle industry. But for passenger cars, e-mobility is the favorite solution. It's the most energy efficient, cost efficient solution, while also being scalable at a rapid pace. That's exactly what we need to get to a net zero economy as quickly as possible.
And how do you see the EV market developing in future?
So we see today that especially electrical vehicles are still quite expensive. They are much more expensive than normal gasoline cars. But we see that in the future, there are many, many more cars coming. We are coming now to the mass market. We see that, especially from China, cars are coming in the market which are really cheap. So we are now coming from an early adopter market to a really mass market. And this makes it really interesting. Also, brands like Tesla's and other brands are also offering now cheaper cars. And this is where we see now the sweet spot, because we are coming now in a really mass market, which makes it also really attractive also for the potential of charging solutions in the near future.
I would just add that the growth of the EV charging market is inexorable. The pace at which this will happen is still depending on a number of factors. One, how strong the regulatory and political support remains in the coming years. The public subsidies will play and will continue to play a key role in the market development. Two, how quickly the cost of electric vehicles reduces. And three, how quickly the EV charging infrastructure develops. And that last point is exactly where we come in with Corymbia.
Bit of a descriptive one now. So when you imagine the roads of the future, what do you see? And that's both from a vehicle and charging perspective.
I'm pretty sure that EVs will be the cars of the future. So I don't see any other technology which is as good as electrical vehicles. It's the technology which will win the race. And we therefore will see a lot of electrical cars in the market. So especially if we look at the next 5 years, 10 years, it's a mass market. And therefore, we will also see really a different portfolio of different charging technologies in the market. also depending if we are more at highway stations or if we are more at supermarket areas or in the cities. Therefore, there will be plenty of different, let's say, technologies. They are all more or less the same platform, but with a different demand. And we will see a lot of them because all those people who cannot charge at home, they need to charge on the road, at the road, or at parking spaces. And therefore, we see different ways of charging possibilities in the future.
I mean, I fully agree with this comments, Martin. Personally, I see, I can picture some more quiet and less polluted and safer roads. So definitely the electrification of the road sector will take place. I think the mobility sector is one of those sectors that key megatrends such as decarbonization and digitalization are in the process of transforming, and that underpin the infrastructure of tomorrow. I can see the mobility sector smartening up. This has already started, of course. The cars manufactured today include a lot of digital features and technology, but this is only the beginning. Some of the main concerns that smart cities are trying to tackle with the help of technology and AI are traffic congestion, road safety, and pollution. And we believe that part of the solution will come from the deployment of digital infrastructure across the cities, but also an increased sophistication of the cars so they can connect and talk to this smart city infrastructure, talk to each other, and in 20 years' time, those cars may also be able to remotely connect to the charging infrastructure to recharge quickly on the go without having to stop. You know, this will happen at some stage. But for now, you know, for the next 20 years, what I see as the charging infrastructure is ultra-fast charging for large part. Of course, Martin alluded to the fact that this will be a mix of different technologies, but ultra-fast will play a key role for charging outside of home. And I think a large part of this charging infrastructure will over time be integrated to local production of renewable energy, particularly solar energy, through the addition of batteries and the creation of smart grids.
And just briefly on batteries, what happens to them at the end of their life? Is there a way to incorporate them without them ending up as landfill?
I think this topic is really a difficulty one because a lot of the knowledge which should be already existing is not yet there, because there are not that many electrical cars and not that many of batteries which needs to be recycled. But this branch is now coming up, because with a critical amount of batteries, you will also implement the possibility of a better way of recycling those battery cells. Many startups, many huge also chemistry companies are developing different ways how to process these materials. And already yet, it is possible to do recycling of batteries. And there are also different ways if you do a chemical recycling or if you have a first, second, and a third life of the battery cells. So there are plenty of strategies. And I see that this will, in a short period of time, also really good to recycle batteries to have a really also sustainable solution here.
So looking at Germany, where Numbat is based and the deal with Patrizia is being rolled out, the government there is targeting 15 million EVs on the road by 2030. 61% of residents do not have the possibility to charge EVs at home, but the number of public, and especially fast charging stations, is not keeping up with the growth of EV ownership in the country. This fact was acknowledged by Transport Minister Volker Wissing back in January. So is Germany therefore a prime market for creating EV charging solutions?
So I would say in generally that especially for those countries which have a huge gap between many cars, electric cars, which are sold, and not that many installed high power charging infrastructure, is a sweet spot. But if we look at those countries where we have a huge gap, we will see that more or less all European countries are a sweet spot. But especially Germany is in a really, I would say, critical area right now to offer also high power charging to anybody. The question is only if you see this gap, how you can close this gap. And therefore, you need to focus on the right technology, what we see currently at Numbat, that we have this in-house. And therefore, I would say Germany is the right place to be now. And there are also other European countries which will be also in a really soon area, really interesting for us.
and it is in Germany, and more specifically the Allgäu, where Numbat was founded in 2021 and is currently headquartered. So let's learn more about Numbat and Martin, who is one half of the duo who founded the company, himself. Martin, when did your interest in EVs begin?
The interest of the EV begins during my first job. I started also in a clean tech company before, a machinery producer for the solar and also for the battery industry for electrical cars. And this was in 2011 already. So we had in 2011 already contact with many large OEMs, which have been tried to produce electrical cars, but also produce electrical cars. So I would say it's already some years ago, now 13. And therefore, there was the beginning when we realized that this will be really an interesting area. And if you once have drive an electrical car in 2011, it was completely different. And you realized this will be the big boom.
And what was it that prompted you to set up Numbat?
It was always a dream for myself to found a startup company. Unfortunately, it took a bit longer than I expected. The original plan was to do it 2 years after university. It took with 10 years a little bit longer than expected, but it was also an interesting journey till there. And at the end, I think it was the enabling that all people, independent if they have a charging possibility at home or not, to offer to anywhere we can a high power charging solution, which is sustainable, which is cheap, and that we can make this accessible for all people, independent where they are living. So that was the goal of Numbat.
It's fair to say the growth of Numbat has been rapid. So can you talk me through the company's history and milestones to date?
Yeah, I think the start was, as I already mentioned, my former job. There we had contact with all the large manufacturer of electrical cars. Then we decided after a meeting with some board members of car producers, where they explained us what are the issues with electrical cars and especially regarding the infrastructure. And then Max and myself, we decided, to change something. And we moved from Stuttgart or the Stuttgart region to Allgäu due to three reasons. We had Christoph Ostermann, who was the founder of Sonnen Batteries some years ago. And he successfully exited to Shell. And we had also here a really good university. And there was the decision that we found a company. So we only moved to Kempen due to the fact that we have here really good framework conditions. And I think we changed offices 5 times. So that was really always an impressive time for us to see how fast we moved the company. And SPV number one was the big first milestone that we have the financing of debt from banks, which was for us something like a proof. And also Series A, the first founding round of Numbat was also really an important milestone. And then finally, I would say the financing of SPV2, which is the T-Good portfolio, and also this perfect match with Patrizia, from my point of view, was really also a huge milestone, because we have this combination of two companies where Patrizia is really focusing on sustainability and have it the same goals and the same view what we have. This was also another really great milestone for us. And also that we have now more than 130 employees. So after 3 years, we hired a lot of people and we are now changing really the technology in the future. But also that we gained customers like Finneberg, Tegut, Norma, Jysk and the Sana Clinics, which are really huge brands in Germany. It's hard to say after this time, what are the really milestones, but there was a lot to do in those 3 years.
And what would you say makes Numbat's EV charging solution unique?
So I think first of all, with this concept we have that we are always using a battery, we have the possibility that we can install the hardware anywhere where we want to. So we are more or less independent from the grid connections. We have therefore the possibility to roll out really fast. And with this technology, we have also the chance to create a really strong business model. So we have a stable business model with free revenue streams. That means we, of course, which is obviously we do charging, but we have also energy services where we can get from the PV rooftops solar energy directly in the battery buffer and can use this for the electrical cars to charge them. But we can also use all this battery buffer to create a virtual power plant. And with this virtual power plant, we can also buy cheap energy at a stock exchange when the energy prices are low, or that we can also sell energy when the prices are high. And with this way, we can also stabilize the grid, which is really important if you want to install more and more sustainable energy possibilities. And we finally have also the chance to have digital out of home with a third revenue stream. So we see that with this product, we are quite unique. And we, as numbered with this technology, we have always our tenants, our landlords, and also the EV drivers. So all the stakeholders we have in focus that we are offering them the best solutions. So we just are looking for the best solution for our partners. And we do not only want to sell energy like other competitors we see in the market. So we really want to have the complete customer experience for all the partners.
Thank you, Martin. And it was these unique aspects which, among others, piqued Patrizia's interest in Numbat and the EV charging space in Germany, with over €140 million being ploughed into a rollout across the country. €70 million of this number came directly from Patrizia Infrastructure's flagship European Infrastructure Fund series. The investment will finance the deployment of 400 ultra-fast Numbat EV charging stations at 200 Tegut supermarkets across Germany. Numbat will manage the rollout and operations of the Tegut EV charging portfolio. And this will all be done under the newly created Corimbia investment platform, managed by Patrizia. So, Anne, how long have you been exploring EV charging investment opportunities?
We've been monitoring the EV charging sector for a few years, really, and keeping a close eye on a lot of opportunities in the space. Over the last year, it became clear to us that market fundamentals had reached a tipping point and that it was the right time to invest. You know, there's more and more regulatory and political support to develop the EV sector. This support has materially increased, and that gave us the confidence to invest. But also, you know, electric vehicles are no longer marginal. There is quite a good level of adoption already. And there's therefore a lot of data and evidence that underpins the forecast increase in EV charging utilization rates. So overall, our level of comfort on the commercial risk has significantly increased. Now, we can't leave it too long to invest. The race to secure the best EV charging locations is taking place now. In a few years' time, the most attractive locations will be gone. We won't be able to create as much value. So there is a window of opportunity, and we believe that it was the right time to invest. Of course, in addition to the timing being right, we needed to find the right opportunity. And that's what we have found with Numbat.
And we've heard from Martin, you know, what stood out as they see it as a unique investment proposition. But Anne, can you tell us what stood out for you about Numbat?
A few things. Number one, the technology that Numbat is using with the integrated battery. That makes the solution particularly relevant and sustainable in the long term, because it doesn't add any load to the grid, which is already saturated, and it makes the use of locally produced renewable energy possible for EV charging. In addition, what's particularly interesting for us as investors, you know, relating to this technology, is that there's no major construction works involved, because there's no grid upgrade required. That massively reduces the rollout risk and really speeds up the deployment, which enables the business to be cash flow positive quicker. On top of that, using the battery allows us to have a better control over energy costs. As Martin mentioned earlier, you can recharge the batteries when energy prices are lower. So the technology aspect was very key. Second point, the team. Of course, you know, we are partnering with talented entrepreneurs a relatively young company, but growing at a fast pace. We are mid-market investors, and creating value with long-term partnerships with entrepreneurs is really at the heart of our strategy. So we saw an opportunity there to support the value creation with our capital and our active asset management approach. Finally, this is also about the fundamentals of the deal itself and how we have structured our partnership with Numbat that led to the creation of Corimbia as an e-mobility infrastructure platform. This is an asset-focused transaction where we benefit from a long-term exclusivity on existing and future Tegut locations, and where we have a strong alignment of interest with Numbat. Tegut is, of course, a solid counterparty. It's an organic supermarket chain, part of the Migros Group, which is the largest retail group in Switzerland. And that long-term exclusivity with Tegut effectively gives us a monopoly over a certain use case, which is the convenience of charging your car while shopping at Tegut. It underpins our charging utilization assumptions in the long term and makes those locations particularly attractive.
And how much work was put into this deal? And what convinced you to go ahead with it?
As always, when it's the first time you invest in a new sector, there's always a huge amount of work required, a huge amount of due diligence to get comfortable. And for that, you know, we have drawn in actually a lot of our Patrizia colleagues beyond the infrastructure team to make sure we understood every aspect of the deal. There are a lot of synergies of having both infrastructure and real estate in-house, and those capabilities were very important on this transaction. For instance, we've been able to get some useful insights from our retail real estate team on market dynamics between retailers and landlords, on retailer counterparty risk. We also have a great in-house data intelligence team. We have worked with them to develop an algorithm that helps us assess the attractiveness of the locations for EV charging. And that's a tool that we will continue to use going forward to assess new locations and inform our decisions. So it was a great collective effort.
And what's the plan with Corimbia moving forwards?
Well, first, we are very much focused on rolling out the first 400 chargers at Tegut locations. But of course, the plan for Corimbia going forward is to expand and become a large e-mobility platform with a diversified base of site partners. Numbat has already signed a number of contracts with site partners in the retail industry, but also in the healthcare sector. So in the coming months, we will be looking to support Numbat on some of those growth opportunities. And in addition, we see a lot of opportunities with the Patrizia real estate portfolio. We will be looking to deploy charging infrastructure on some of those locations where we are competitive with our partnership with Numbat compared to other charging operators. But our ambition with Corimbia goes beyond EV charging. Our plan is to develop local renewable energy generation on site through solar rooftops, to provide energy for EV charging and also to our site partners and retailers. And in the next few years, we see Corimbia as becoming a provider of smart energy solutions to local communities, bringing all our capabilities in the energy transition and digital infrastructure together.
We've obviously focused on Germany, but can you see this moving beyond Germany's borders? And secondly, what other real estate sectors besides retail do you think offer opportunities for partnerships in this way?
So in terms of geography, absolutely. We see the potential to go beyond Germany. We started in Germany because we saw a good opportunity with Tegut, but we are open to replicating this in other European countries. In Germany, there is an attractive greenhouse gas emission quota system, which supports the development of EV charging infrastructure, but other countries also have schemes that make expensive ultra-fast EV charging investments viable. And the grid capacity issue is not only a problem in Germany, as Martin mentioned earlier, it's also a problem in other countries, in Europe in particular. So we see many opportunities for us to expand and support Numbat as they are looking to scale up beyond Germany. In terms of real estate sectors, of course, the retail real estate segment is the most obvious opportunity. People spend 20, 30 minutes in the supermarket, and it's the time it takes to recharge an EV with ultra-fast charging. But I think there could be opportunities in pretty much all real estate segments, residential, hotels, offices, logistics, it will come down to the individual location characteristics. Ultra-fast charging may not be relevant to the hotel customers that will prefer to recharge on slow chargers overnight. However, if that location is close to a main road or shops or other amenities nearby, it can be an attractive location for ultra-fast charging. So there is a detailed assessment to do on each single location to understand the potential, and we have started that work internally on our real estate portfolio.
And how does this investment tie into what's needed for EVs to realise their potential as the norm on our roads moving forwards?
I think it's essential for electric vehicles to be the norm. The charging anxiety needs to go away for car drivers. You know, although this has improved a lot, it can still be an issue for some people and to make the switch. This is still a major concern for people that prevents them from doing that switch from petrol cars to EVs. And that concern will be addressed through, of course, developing EVs with longer driving ranges, but even more importantly, developing a dense network of EV charging infrastructure that will need to include highly performing ultra-fast chargers, especially in locations that people visit on a regular basis, such as their local supermarket.
Like Anne said, it's a chicken and egg issue. So you need to have the cars and you need to have the infrastructure. But if you have the right technology with, for example, digital out of home, you can have also certain bridge to be capable to charging infrastructure everywhere. So I totally agree to Anne's comments on this. And now it's the time to build up the charging infrastructure.
Thanks to our guests, Martin and Anne. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Andrew Belt, and you've been listening to the PatCast from Patrizia. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to head over to our website, patrizia.ag, to find out more.
This podcast is produced by OG Podcasts. Find out more at ogpodcasts.co.uk.